What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the podcast. I'm your host, Joe Lemon, and I want to dive right into this today. I want to pick up where I left off from yesterday. This is day number two, step number two, about podcasting advertising. I want to talk everything about podcast advertising, but I want to take it slow. I want to break down the bits and pieces so you guys are set up for success. And really, I want to talk about, you know, you guys getting on the microphone, because I could throw all these different stats at you and talk about how to go about doing it, give you the step-by-step process, but I don't know how to get you guys to find the right voice for your brand. And a lot of this is going to come down to, you know, not only choosing the right format, that's what we're going to talk about today, but finding the right voice for your brand and either sponsoring the right podcast that best correlates with your brand or connects with your audience. I mean, like, all that really comes through trial and error. So, you know, you guys always hear me talk about podcast landscape is wide open. It's like the Wild Wild West. Literally, everything's defragmented. It's all over the place. So you have to reach out to podcasters one by one. If you need help with that, that's what I do, to give myself a little plug. But literally, you can do this on your own. You can reach out to people. You can really negotiate your own rates. And that's a topic that I'll have later on in the week. But with that, I want to talk about the format. So yesterday we talked about finding the right creative, right? And literally you guys just having that, telling that story, just those basic steps of that. But now I want to talk about finding the right format for your podcast ad. So there's three different types of podcast advertisements out there. There's the pre-roll, the mid-roll, and the post-roll. Just as it sounds, the pre-roll and the post-roll are obviously, one goes in the beginning, one goes at the end, and literally they're 15 to 30 second ad just drop-ins. You drop them right in on whatever software that you use, or the podcast, you can drop them right in on whatever software that they use. Again, I always encourage you guys to get on the microphones for yourself. You got to feel it a little bit so you don't get played out there and just kind of, you know, start trying out different stuff and you waste a lot of money on the wrong advertising format or with the wrong people. So get on the microphone, just do like a 10 episode series, drop in your own ad for whatever you do and put that into your own podcast. So try that out, see if it's for you. It might not, you might be great on the mic, you might suck. Either way, you'll be more experienced. And so after you give that a run, you can drop the pre-rolls or the post-roll ads. Those are the most cost-effective ones. I always recommend going with the pre-roll because people can't avoid you. You're the first thing that comes on. You probably heard my Spotify ad that just dropped in right before this episode came on. So that's the pre-roll portion of it. And rates vary with that. I'll talk about that later. Or what's another one that's really popular, especially if you get like one of those podcast hosts that has a loyal following, which is really one of the things that I think if you're going to get into this podcast advertising sponsorship type of role, I mean, that's one of the beauties of it. People shouldn't use podcast advertising for just coming in cold. Like if you are like, hey, I just want to get my name out there and hopefully use it for like a lead generation type of marketing tool, I wouldn't recommend podcasts for that. Podcast ads are not for that. Podcasting is purely, in my opinion, about brand building. This is a long-term play. This is something that you want to commit to, something that you want to kind of walk it out, because it's one of those things when you get someone's attention for that, you know, 10 minutes, it's undivided attention normally. I mean, yeah, they might be driving and they might be doing other things, right? I mean, you're in their ear, I should say. It's a little bit closer connection. It's like having a phone call with someone, especially with these podcast hosts that build a really committed following and they tune into them. And guys like, you know, the Joe Budden podcast or the Joe Rogan podcast. Clearly, I'm in love with all the Joes. The Joe Lemon Experience podcast. Those are the longer form interviews where you might have a conversation for 2 hours. So you got 2 hours worth of earplay with that audience. So it's about brand building, and you get to dropping that in on a regular basis. It matters. So we're having a great host is, you know, really going to mean something for your brand is if you do mid-roll live reads. Now this should totally be something that's going to align with the actual audience, and more so, most importantly, align with the host. Because you don't want to get on the microphone and start selling trash, or you don't want to have someone promoting garbage, because that's when everybody looks bad. The host looks bad, your brand looks like trash, and everybody knows that's listening that you guys are not being authentic. So I always recommend, if you can, one, before you get into doing the mid-rolls, live reads, you really want to make sure that you understand what your voice is about. So, or the voice of your brand, I should say, is really about, and you really got to have an intimate connection with who your ideal customers are, so you understand them and their true buying motivations, and you can create a conversation through that live mid-roll read that's really going to resonate. So anyway, that's my quick overview about finding the right format. Let me know if you guys like this format where I'm just kind of giving you guys the guide, slowing it down, breaking down the process. I did it for launching your own podcast. I got a whole series on that. Go back a couple episodes. You can check that out. But I mean, I'm going to be coming out with about three more other episodes about doing your own podcast advertising. I think it's a great place to play if you're in it for the long game. Shouldn't be a short-term play, something that you got to be committed to. And you really see your return on your investment over time. It's one of those things where you got to get those reps in. So with that said, guys, let me know if you guys like this format where I'm dropping these quick hits and just trying to get some jewels out the way and let you guys go ahead and build from there. Let me know if you hate it or love it. Drop a comment on wherever you consume this podcast on. And if you ever want to link up, please hit me up on LinkedIn. Really active on LinkedIn these days. Hopefully I'll start doing some LinkedIn lives in the future. But I have my contact information in the show notes. You can always reach me at Joe Alex Lemon. Or just go to salesculture.work for more information about the agency. So with that said, guys, I am out. You guys be phenomenal, and I look forward to catching up tomorrow.
Struggling to connect with buyers in an overcrowded, noisy sales landscape? Today's buyers want more than a spray and pray email blast. Launch a podcast and collaborate on content with people that matter most in your industry. Learn more at salesculture.work.